For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, where a Volusia County Sheriff's Department civilian employee was sentenced to 3 years in prison on June 23rd for stealing more than $1 million worth of drugs from the department's evidence room. Timothy Wallace, age 48, pleaded guilty in April to charges of official misconduct and conspiracy to traffic cocaine. But the Daytona Beach News Journal reported that angry Wallace family members said he was forced into a plea deal and was being scapegoated. Oddly enough, while he faced up to 30 years in prison, Assistant State Attorney Jean Status asked for only 3. She told the newspaper she made that sentencing recommendation at the request of the Sheriff's Department. She also said Wallace could have received even less time. For stealing $1 million worth of police dope? Hell, a guy fell on a rock of crack in Florida to get more time than that. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org.
The following message is brought to you by the U.S. Ministry of Homeland Security. The FBI is warning police nationwide to be alert for people carrying almanacs, cautioning that the popular reference books covering everything from abbreviations to weather trends could be used for terrorist planning. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week, an editorial in the Florida Ledger asked the question, quote, America rescued Afghanistan from the Taliban. Now who will rescue America from Afghanistan's heroin? Since the U.S. occupation began in 2001, Afghan heroin production has increased an astonishing 123-fold. Last year's bumper crop of poppy was without precedent. Afghanistan now produces about 90% of the world's heroin, and according to the U.S. Department of Justice, has now become America's second largest supplier. Last Sunday was the UN International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Afghan authorities marked the day by burning more than 60 tons of illegal drugs in massive bonfires throughout the country. In an eerie parallel, Amnesty International, the Christian Science Monitor, and Radio Free Europe all report that last year, as many as several hundred Afghani women doused themselves with gasoline and set themselves on fire. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
My friends, there is so much evidence, obvious, glaring, and ever-present, that once again I must ask, what will it take to motivate? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.